Gary, good afternoon. Let me turn this FM radio down. And you were kind of scratchy, but yes.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, hope y'all having a good day out here in the heat.
Went over to Home Depot earlier for peat moss, and then K2RCL checked for it at Lowe's for us and said they had it, and they, of course, somebody said, yeah, we have this kind and that kind, but never checked the inventory, and we just left there, and they didn't have it either.
It's not good. I hate running around all over the country trying to find what I'm looking for. I called this place over here, nursery over here next to the house, and asked them if they had any mushroom compost, and they said, yeah. You know, we got plenty of it, just got load in, so I've got to go over there and get some of that to put around the tomato plants and the pepper plants and the other stuff out there in the garden.
And your OTR. Well, that sounds really good, Gary. Bernice wants this peat moss to hold the moisture in, but that would probably be high on the list, too. But we don't really have any nurseries that are close that carry that kind of thing. And I'm not going to stick my head out anymore this weekend because it's Memorial Day weekend.
Saying that, but Joy said it's supposed to be cooler this weekend, so it'd be a good time to get out.
Yeah, all except for the traffic. And I'm from Kansas, and we're a little slow, you know, slower than most.
Joy said she was just talking about poking her head outside out back, out there on the back porch. But I understand that completely. I don't want to be out in it either. I told her yesterday I had to go out to Woodruff Road, of all places. That's where our family doctor is, and he's actually on 14. But to get to it, it's easier to run out Woodruff down there because he's right there at 14 and Woodruff Road. But I told her, I sure am glad I don't drive a truck for a living anymore.
That's the truth, and good afternoon, Joy. Well, I'm glad you two are having a good day. We went down on Woodruff the other day, and I think it was the lesser of the two evils. Normally, we go to Spartanburg, but I had to go to the doctor down there anyways. I guess that's what we was down there for, wasn't it, Bernice? Anyways, we was in that area, and so we opted to go to Costco's down there, and it 99 times out of 100, we go to Spartanburg, and it's all because of Woodruff Road.
And every bit of that. Tom, how far do you live from Highway 290?
Well, if you come up Wade Hampton till you get to Highway 101, there's a Spinks and a Taco Bell and a Quick Trip there at that corner. If you turn north, we're about 5 miles north, right exactly in between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson, Gary.
Well, the only reason I ask is there's a nursery over there on 290 that sells mulch and peat moss and that sort of thing. I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head, but I do know that there's a nursery over there that sells that sort of stuff. They got rocks and, all kinds of stuff that you use out in your flower beds and that sort of thing.
Skaggs, and I hadn't forgotten about that. Wow, this guy come across the yellow line in the van and almost hit me. Gee, money. But we've been there once, and it is a nice place up there, and that's not too far, I don't think, is it, Bernice? But we'll have to weigh in on that. They haven't yet put a light down here on 101, but they are starting to put one in, so thank God for that. And about 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock, it's just backed up something fierce anymore, whereas we used to see 4 or 5 cars out here in the country, but they built these 400 or so houses out here in this O'Neill edition, and they didn't do anything to the infrastructure, but now they're finally putting up a stoplight.
Yeah, that was me in the van, so get out of my way, KB4CBA.
I give you a 3 on that one. Man, he must have been texting or something. He just started coming across the double yellow line head on with us, and then he swerved back. How you doing, Dave? Talking to KI4DOS.
I heard Gary. How you doing, Gary? I haven't talked to you in a while.
David, can't complain about anything. Just went and got my ears lowered. Almost back to the house now. Heard Tom in there. Thought I'd get on the radio for a little bit. I don't get on it as much as I should. But, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. Hope you're doing well today.
Doing good. Played some tennis this morning, and it was relatively cool. And I got my ears lowered yesterday, and I'm headed over to 291 to get some pizza.
You're going to turn into pizza. Go ahead, Gary.
It's no wonder you play so much tennis, David. Eat pizza like that. You better be careful.
Yeah, I don't eat the crust, so what they've, what Marco's has is they have a pizza with, that's no crust. I think they call it a pizza bowl. And so you get all the ingredients of the pizza except for the bread.
Carbs, huh? Just all the grease. I like pizza once in a while, but very rarely. We're going to have barbecue beef sandwiches today. And as a rare thing, Bernice bought it prepared down at Publix. And the son-in-law's coming up. He's got a boat parked out in the backyard, and they're trying to sell it. And he's got a couple of prospects that are going to come look at it. And so he's going to eat dinner with us. Gary and Dave, good to hear you all. 73's, and I'll be clear for now. Just in 0TR.
Well, it's a good time to sell a boat, so y'all have a good afternoon.
Hearing you, that was good timing. We just pulled in the driveway, and I'm going to get out and see if I can't help my sweet little bride get in the house. And good talking with you, and good hearing Miss Bernice. David, you take care. We'll say 73's to the group. N0TR and KB4CBA, KI4DOS, mobile clear.
You're going to leave me hanging out here to dry. You have a good one. And we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, mobile.